Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the U.S. National Drag Racing Championship. Take your seats. We're about to start with a bang. Welcome to Secrets for an Awesome Life, a podcast for tweens and teens. You ever notice someone living a pretty awesome life and wonder, man, do they know secrets that I don't? Yes. Yes, they do. This podcast is about those secrets. I'm your host, Joey Massio, a former middle school teacher and certified life coach who helps teens build self-confidence, manage unpleasant emotions, develop social skills, and achieve their goals, or what I call becoming the hero of their own story. Hey, teens and tweens, one day do you want to make just as much money as your parents are making? Do you want to make maybe more money than your parents are making? Well, in order to do that, you're going to have to gain some financial literacy, some knowledge about money. Unfortunately, we're not just born knowing everything about money. Learning about money, especially when you're young and a teen, is super duper important. And that's why next month in May, the theme in Sidekick to Hero is Rich Teen, Poor Teen, Learning About Financial Literacy through Robert Kiyosaki's work. Now, Robert Kiyosaki, he wrote the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I read it years ago. It changed my life in the way that I viewed money and working for other people and how to use money to make more money. And it changed my life. It's one of the reasons why I became an entrepreneur. And now I own two businesses. So next month, I'm going to be going over the Rich Dad, Poor Dad for Teens book that Robert Kiyosaki also made. I just found out that he made this book, and I'm super excited to go through it with the teens in Sidekick to Hero. We'll be talking about some of his concepts like work to learn, not to earn, the difference between assets and liabilities, how to create cash flow, and money-making opportunities for teens. If this sounds like something that you would love to learn more about, then get your parents and go to sidekicktohero.com to sign up for a free 2-week trial of Sidekick to Hero so you can get your feet wet. You know how everything works, when the live calls are. Go sign up right now so you can learn how to be better with money and learn this stuff about financial literacy and how to make more money that they're just not teaching in schools. And now episode 155, Stop Procrastination in 3, 2, 1. Oh man, I can't believe the day of the race is here already. I'm so nervous. Drag racing is such an intense sport. I always forget how big this dragster car is. I feel like I'm strapped to a rocket. I mean, I guess I kind of am. I'm sitting on 11,000 horsepower of potential energy. And the flames that come out of the back are huge. It's a little scary when you think about it. I'm about to go really, really, really fast. Maybe there's still some time to pretend like I'm sick or something. I'm just not up for it today. Okay, here we go. It's time. I got this. All I need to do is step down on that pedal and I'm off. I was built to go 0 to 100 miles an hour in 0.8 seconds. Wahoo! You know what? Sometimes starting is the hardest part of doing something. Even though we know that when we start it, it won't even be that big of a deal. I've coached so many teens that have been procrastinating doing some homework or maybe cleaning the room or something. And I ask them, hey, how long do you think that'll take you? And they say, man, it's only going to take me like 20 minutes. And you've been procrastinating it for a week? That's nuts. That's because starting something is hard, but it's a skill that you can learn. Because the thought of doing the thing oftentimes is worse than the actual thing that we're going to be doing. Now, that's not true for everything, but most things that you are procrastinating right now, that's true. Actually writing that essay isn't going to be that bad. It might be boring, sure, and might be uncomfortable, but it's not going to be that bad. Cleaning your room isn't even that hard. It's like picking things up and moving things from there to over there. And yeah, there's a little bit of like mental dexterity and thought that has to go in. Well, where am I going to move that thing? But there's a way to do it that it's pretty easy. Here's today's secret for an awesome life. To help yourself start things, give yourself a boost by counting down to go time to create a sense of urgency. I heard this a while ago, this method of, you know, you're sitting there on the couch and you're like, oh, I got to get up and go mow the lawn. And it's Saturday and you've been eating Flaming Hot Cheetos and just chilling on your phone or something. And you're like, oh, I got to do that. My mom has asked me like 8 times. Okay. Oh, I should do that. And then in that moment, you go, all right, here I go. I'm going to get up in 3, 2, 1, go. And then you go on go. It makes it an event. It makes it something that's coming, kind of like a drag race, those the flashing lights right before the race begins. And I was like, all right, here it comes. We're about to go. Get ready and give it all you got. Like, unleash that potential energy that you have, that fuel that's not being burned. It's just sitting there in your gas tank being wasted and not being used. Like, let's light that up. Because there are so many things that are started for us in our lives, right? Like boring things, even, that we do all the time. Think about every single class. If you go to public school, right? Think about every single class that you go to. There's just a time that it's going to start. And you're probably on time most of the time. You're there. You're like, well, I have to be there. It's going to start. And if I don't be there, then I won't be there when it starts. And maybe some consequences or bad things will happen. But, church is another thing, right? Church, you know, I hate to admit it, but sometimes, we can view that as boring. Oh, man, I got to go and sit there and pay attention. That's hard. It's hard to sit and pay attention. But it starts for us as a starting time that it's just kind of going to happen, and we somehow motivate ourselves to get there, at least close to on time, right? Sometimes. Create that sense of starting for the things that you are procrastinating. Now, I talk about this a lot when I talk about creating protocols for homework or chores or what have you, where you plan out ahead of time, know it every day after school from 3 to 4, I'm going to do homework, right? That's good. But what I'm talking about today is what to do when that time comes, when 3 o'clock hits and you have to do the thing. And you can even use this 3-2-1 go strategy even when you don't have a protocol. When it's Saturday and you realize, you know what, I should probably get up and do whatever the thing is I wanted to do today, but I've been sitting around for hours. All right, you know what? Here I go. 3-2-1, let's go. Now, during that time, make it mean something. Like, put some meaning behind the countdown, behind who you are, behind the thing and what it means to complete the thing. Whether you think the thing is boring or not, there's always skill and value to be found in being able to do things. You might not be able to find any value in that poetry annotation assignment that you have to do. But you don't need to find value in that. You can find value in just being someone who gets things done, especially boring things. So put meaning behind it and behind who you are in order to really create that sense of urgency and importance with that countdown. In fact, let's practice with me. I'm going to count down from 3. And when I get to go, I want you to touch your nose. That's it. Don't do it now. Don't do it right now. When I get to go, I want you to put your finger to your nose. Not up your nose, just on your nose. Those who actually do this, when I get to go, will be more likely to have the life that they want. To be able to create that life that they dream of. Because this isn't about following some random order that this bald guy is giving you, but seeing if you can create motivation to do a simple thing. Maybe you're in a car with your family and everybody's going to look at each other. Are you going to do it? I don't know. Am I going to do it? Are you? I don't know. You know, I don't want to seem like I'm into this or anything. Maybe you're by yourself in your room and nobody's watching you, but you feel like you got eyes on you, right? But seeing if you can create motivation to do a simple thing is an important skill. If you can't do a simple thing, you won't be able to do this when it's a harder thing. Okay? So here we go. I'm going to count down. When I get to go, touch your nose. 3, 2, 1, go. Did you do it? Did you touch your nose? For those of you who did, how did that feel? It was kind of a moment, right? It was kind of this like, all right, okay, yeah, all right, let's do this. Okay, this is like means something. Let's go. And then, I mean, chances are you touch your nose and you're like, all right, nothing really happened. I mean, maybe you got a sense of satisfaction of motivating yourself to do it, or maybe you just did it and you're like, all right, that wasn't anything. Well, I mean, of course it wasn't anything. You were just touching your nose. Imagine if you did that with cleaning your room, right? Or I don't know, taking a shower or doing your homework or mowing the lawn or getting up to go talk to your sibling and spend time with them. Imagine if you did that for those important things. Now, for those who didn't do it, or for those of you who did do it, but you're thinking, all right, Joey, like that was easy, but what happens if I do this when it's time to do some science homework and I count down and I say go and I don't go? I don't go anywhere. What do I do then, Joey? Well, do it again. If you don't go, if you have a false start, if you say 3, 2, 1, go, and nothing happens, you don't move, do it again and again and again, as many times as you need to until you go. Don't focus on doing anything else. Don't sit there and tell yourself, well, that didn't work. I didn't do it. So I guess that's a load of baloney. I'll just stay here eating Flaming Hot Cheetos and playing on my phone. No, because that's you self-sabotaging. Rather than self-sabotaging, do it again and make it mean something. Put some importance behind it. In fact, spend time devaluing the thing that you're doing. Man, I'm just being lazy. Is this where I want to be? Do I want to be this lazy person eating unhealthy food and just wasting my time playing video games? Like, is that what I want? Spend some time doing that and then elevating the thing that you need to go do. Because the things that you are procrastinating aren't even that bad. They're really, really not. And it's going to feel so much better to have them done rather than ahead of you. You need to create a sense of urgency, a sense of beginning. Something's about to start, because it's true. Something amazing is going to start in your life. In fact, something amazing is going to start in your life right after this podcast is over. Whatever that thing is that you've been procrastinating, that you've been not doing, you've been putting off, whatever it is, you're going to do it, because you are someone who does the things that you know you need to do. So your awesome life is about to start, and it's starting in 3, 2, 1, go. I'm looking for teens who are different from everyone else. Ones who want to separate themselves from the crowd of teens currently numbing their brains with YouTube and their hearts with negativity about the world they live in. I'm looking for teens who want to be the leaders of the new wave of youth who are striving to be positive thinkers, go-getters, powerful examples, and emotionally strong. If that's what you want, then I want you inside Kick to Hero. It's my gamified mindset training program where I teach teens how to think, feel, and act differently than the rest of the world is thinking, feeling, and acting, so you can stop getting the subpar results that the rest of the world is getting. It's time for teens to transform themselves into the everyday heroes our world so desperately needs. Start a 2-week free trial today at sidekicktohero.com.